This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Stem cell heart patch shows promise in advanced heart failure trial. A revolutionary heart patch engineered from stem cells has demonstrated significant improvements in cardiac function among patients with advanced heart failure, according to results published in the New England Journal of Medicine. The BioVAT-HF trial represents the first successful clinical application of tissue-engineered cardiac patches in humans, offering new hope for patients with limited treatment options. 25% improvement in cardiac pumping function measured by ejection fraction, heart function improvements in BioVAT-HF trial. Ejection fraction changes from baseline to 12 months. Percentage points, 25%. Average ejection fraction improvement, 11 patients treated in phase 1 trial, 40% baseline ejection fraction threshold. Source: New England Journal of Medicine, 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News. First in human success for engineered heart tissue. The BioHF study enrolled 11 patients with severe heart failure who had ejection fractions below 40% despite optimal medical therapy. Each patient received a bioengineered patch measuring approximately 4 by 2 centimeters, created from induced pluripotent stem cells and placed directly onto the weakened heart muscle during cardiac surgery, led investigator Dr. Wolfram Hubertus Zimmermann from the University Medical Center Göttingen described the results as a very good first step toward regenerative cardiac therapy. The National Institutes of Health has supported similar regenerative medicine research as part of broader efforts to address cardiovascular disease. Significant functional improvements observed at 12 months post-implantation, patients showed an average improvement of 25% in ejection fraction, the key measure of how effectively the heart pumps blood. 6-minute walk test distances increased by an average of 41 meters, indicating improved exercise tolerance and quality of life. No serious adverse events were attributed to the stem cell patches during the follow-up period. The World Health Organization estimates that cardiovascular diseases cause 17.9 million deaths annually, making breakthrough treatments like this particularly significant. Additional monitoring through clinical updates will be essential for assessing long-term safety, pathway to larger clinical trials. The success of this phase 1 trial has prompted planning for a larger, randomized controlled study expected to begin enrollment in late 2026. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has granted the therapy regenerative medicine advanced therapy designation, potentially expediting the regulatory pathway. BioVAT, the company developing the technology, plans to establish manufacturing facilities capable of producing patches for larger patient populations. Each patch requires approximately 6 weeks to grow from stem cells to implantable tissue, representing both the promise and current limitations of personalized regenerative medicine approaches discussed in recent new studies. The bioengineered heart patches achieved a 25% improvement in ejection fraction among 11 patients with advanced heart failure, with no serious treatment-related adverse events during 12-month follow-up. Dr. Wolfram Hubertus Zimmermann, University Medical Center Göttingen, New England Journal of Medicine, 2026, key takeaways: stem cell-derived heart patches improved cardiac function by 25% in patients with advanced heart failure. All 11 patients in the Phase E trial completed 12-month follow-up without serious treatment-related complications. Larger randomized trials are planned for late 2026 following regulatory discussions with the FDA. Frequently asked questions: how are the stem cell heart patches created? The patches are grown from induced pluripotent stem cells, so over approximately 6 weeks in specialized laboratory conditions. The resulting tissue measures 4 by 2 centimeters and contains functional cardiac muscle cells that can integrate with the patient's existing heart tissue. Who is eligible for this experimental treatment? Current eligibility is limited to patients with severe heart failure, ejection fraction below 40%, who have exhausted standard medical therapies and are undergoing cardiac surgery. Larger trials may expand these criteria as safety data accumulates. When might this treatment become widely available? Based on typical regulatory timelines, widespread availability likely remains 5 to 10 years away, pending successful completion of larger Phase 2 and 3 trials. The FDA's regenerative medicine designation may accelerate this timeline if safety and efficacy are confirmed. The BioVAT-HF results represent a significant milestone in regenerative cardiac medicine, potentially opening new treatment avenues for the estimated 6.2 million Americans living with heart failure. As larger trials commence, the medical community will closely monitor whether these promising early results translate into a transformative therapy for patients with limited options. Source: Heart Patch, engineered from stem cells revved up weakened hearts.